In the United States, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum swept primaries in Alabama and Mississippi Tuesday night, casting doubt on the ability of frontrunner Mitt Romney to seal the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Charles Collins reports.
It was a big night for Rick Santorum, winning Alabama and Mississippi and showing he is gaining support in different regions of the country.
We will compete everywhere. We will compete everywhere. The time is now for conservatives to pull together. The time is now to make sure that we have the best chance to win this election. And the best chance to win this election is to nominate a conservative to go up against Barack Obama, who can take him on every issue.
Frontrunner Mitt Romney did poorly in both states, coming in third. He issued a brief written statement congratulating Santorum, but also pointing out he still had the most delegates for the Republican convention, which decides the presidential nomination in August. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was betting on a strong showing in the South, but only managed second in both races. He vowed to continue his campaign.
One of the things tonight proved is that the elite media's effort to convince the nation that Mitt Romney is inevitable just collapsed. The fact is, in both states, the conservative candidates got nearly 70% of the vote. And if you're the front runner and you keep coming in third, you're not much of a front runner.
There were 107 Republican National Convention delegates at stake on Tuesday, 47 in Alabama, 37 in Mississippi, 17 in the Hawaiian caucuses, and 6 more in caucuses in American Samoa. Under new rules this year, candidates split delegates according to their vote total, ending the winner-take-all practice which had prevailed in previous primaries. Romney picked up all the delegates from American Samoa and is expected to do well in Hawaii. Despite Santorum's big day, Romney might still be the day's big winner in the end. I'm Charles Collins.